because of the weight that's made.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz.
The highlight tapes.
3, 2, 1.
After a disrupted week last week with me flying down to Melbourne to film an episode of Tipping Point, the gang was back together.
I mean, she hasn't broken the NDA, but I'm just seeing a rich glint in your
You're
eye.
You're not seeing a rich glint in my eye.
Since you've got back.
I don't
from
have
Melbourne.
A rich glint in my
eye. You do.
Eye.
Yeah, I look into your eye and I can see riches.
No, I wish. Or maybe I don't. Who knows? I'm not going to reveal. Rich glint or no rich glint, I was still here to bring you the weather in the most professional way. You know how I'm the meteorologist of this show. Damn it. The stories we got from you this week, Sunshine Coast, were incredible. We asked you how you'd foiled a crime. Turns out a lot of kids are stopping crime.
I was only about 8. I was in the school art room and the teacher had walked the rest of the kids back to the classroom. And while she was gone and the rest of the children, a man came in and was asking a few questions like, where is your teacher? And then he wandered over behind her desk and grabbed her handbag and bolted. And I just bolted after him. So I've chased this guy,
no
not
way.
Thinking. I clearly was not thinking straight.
A highlight for Taz this week was a video of him going viral using his tongue to scroll on his phone.
I went to get my hair cut this morning, walked into my barber's place. And as I walk in, he turns to me and goes, it's the tongue guy!
Oh!
So that might be my new name.
No, you don't want to be known as the tongue guy. It's had like 300,000 views. It's disgusting. But check it out if you want. The real highlight of this week was getting ready for our Kicks for Kids walk. It's happening next Friday. So yesterday, we took on Fosenbrook in a treadmill challenge. Let's stride on, so to speak. Fosenbrook
doesn't she
have
look
come
like
up.
A majestic, like a gazelle in the wild.
Yeah, Fosenbrook. She does. I can't describe her running style.
It's
but
not
there's
good.
There's arms and legs everywhere.
You know, my mum took me to an OT when I was a kid because I've got a weird running style. I haven't gotten rid of it.
That OT, how much did you pay her? Because
not enough. She didn't fix me.
No, not enough.
Yeah, my gazelle style and Taz's knobbly knees meant we had to outsource a bit of our running. But as a team, getting passers-by, employees on the clock and little kids to help us, we managed to beat him.
He's got it. He's 10.
Surely we have to go like 100 metres more than Fosenbrook.
1.19.
He's done it! We are the fittest team alive! Fosenbrook, if you're listening, suck it.
Beaten by a 10-year-old,
we beat
guys.
You. Ha-ha. One win down, one to go. Join us next Friday as we trek the coast for CFM's Kicks for Kids.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.